again, if the central theme is the awakened mind, if you trust in that or see that as important, then the issue is what helps to sustain the awakened mind. Simple enough. So walking back and forth here, just be with the awakened mind. That's all. So very simple that way. But our habits are complicated, and we easily get drawn into past and future. It's very obvious, isn't it? Thinking about planning. So, what would help us be more mindful? So in terms of craft, I've always liked the ideas of craft of the heart. Ajahn Mee in Thailand used to talk about the craft of the heart. It's a nice phrase, nice idea. But think about it, what helps you be mindful? Well, anger doesn't help you be mindful. Because anger, you don't want to be present. You want to get rid of something, right? And greed doesn't help you be present. Because you want something else, infatuation. You say you don't really want to be in the present moment, you want something else. Fantasizing, hoping, expecting, creating, all that movement of having something else, and the movement of hostility, aversion, dislike, criticism, judgment, is to get rid of the present moment. So they're difficult to be with. So it's important to notice those are called defilements. But what you really like to be in the present moment is when you're happy. It's very wise, isn't it? And what makes you very happy? Think about it, in gratitude. In gratitude, you see why that's a support for mindfulness. Is when that comes forward, when you bring it forward, you don't want to be somewhere else. You don't need to be anywhere else. You're actually grateful. And you can't always be grateful. Sometimes someone tells you to be grateful, you want to strangle them. So, these kind of heart set, like the heart, has ways of being which are very supportive to mindfulness. Very, very supportive to mindfulness. Not you. We can use imagination, like I've gotten a lot of mileage out of these gold medals. Amazing, I'm just amazed at how, because I was watching this stuff with my mom, and it's just such a strong image, I mean, just in-your-face media, right, so it's a bit over the top, but I'm really trying to connect with these people, with the heart, and, their joy, just their joy, just their pure joy. Again, do a Buddhist number on it, change. But, and then connecting in that way, then that memory comes up into mind, isn't it? And we have both the kind of, we have narrative memories, we have storyline memories, but we also have, we remember things in the body, and remember things in the heart. So joy, that kind of touching another person's joy is a kind of, memory that we can access, or we can remember that. We can try to manufacture it, and then we get very uptight. But we can touch that in a very simple way. So I just seem to this retreat, I just keep remembering gold medals. It's really nice. And I don't kind of think about who they were anymore. It's gone to history, but still there's that memory of the heart, and that really makes sitting very nice. Very nice to be there, right? So you can use like imagination or you can remember or recollect wholesome states of mind. If you're skillful at it, if I just get too kind of convoluted, how am I going to produce some joy in this practice? Then it doesn't work because you just got an idea. But if you touch joy in your life, if I've seen my mother look very happy, and I'm with her at that moment of happiness, then that is in my heart. It's triggered something, and then I can recollect that in meditation or just in life. So recollecting the wholesome, or recollecting the wholesome states of heart, is part of the craft. And so we have metta bhavana, the practices of call it loving kindness, but if you just think about all the things which help you to be here now, gratitude, appreciation of someone else's beauty or talent or whatever, success, compassion, kindness, these kinds of things. These are very, very real, very powerful, and very necessary, because we are emotional beings. You know, we have hearts. We're not just brain things and bipeds walking around with big heads. We do have hearts, we have bodies, and these are both important to understand in the negative sense. And quite often in Buddhism, we're working with a lot of negativity, and then it can sound terribly depressing, this work we're doing. But also we experience a lot of beauty in the heart, and to recollect that, to use that as a support for mindfulness. Very important. Now, I'm not saying that you have to feel anything. That's the danger. Right? So then Buddhists get into this terrible conundrum of hating someone and thinking they have to like them. Right? And then you feel guilty. And it's terribly complicated. But it's not so much like that you're going to like everyone. That's impossible. Right? So if I dislike someone, I become conscious of that, so the dislike feels. And if it's very powerful, I just be very patient with it. But sometimes not so powerful. It's just the perception in the mind. And then I can move to another perception. So maybe there's someone in my life who is both pleasant and unpleasant. Anyone like that in your life? Right? Something beautiful about them and something quite annoying about them. It's just the way it is. And so if I, and maybe the annoying part is something that keeps pestering me. You know, the way they said something last week. And that's the memory that comes up. And then, first of all, I have to awaken to that. Oh, this is a feeling of being pestered. This is unpleasant. So I just awaken to that. No judgment. Just like that. And if it's very strong, then I'll have the body as a part of the practice. So the tension or something there, I can understand it. This is what that memory feels like. So I'm always just opening the mind to the way things are. And if it's not very powerful, I can choose another perception. But actually, just after that, they were kind to me, or whatever it is. But I do that, I make that choice from skill, from mindfulness, rather than from guilt, from having to be a good Buddhist, you know, from some kind of doctrinal trip I lay on myself. But they're real, don't you? And then maybe I can't forgive the person, okay? This is what it feels like not being able to forgive the person. Fine. It'll change. So then I get, I have to forgive them. You know, I must forgive them. No, you don't. Just feel, this is what it feels like that I can't forgive them. You'll forgive them, don't worry. But you don't make it a problem. Well, this is permanent hatred. Let's just feel permanent hatred. You can't sustain it. It's really hard. Sustain something, you have to keep reinforcing it. Well, awareness doesn't reinforce it, it just knows it. What we can reinforce are, of course, compassion, kindness, generosity, and so on. We can do that. But it's not a demand. It's not a demand that you should have metta, you should like your mother, you should like your brother, and all that. Maybe you don't like your brother. Why should you like your brother? Maybe he's not likable. At this moment, whatever. Like, I take care of my mom, right? So some people feel that they should be taking care of their mom, but some moms are really hard to take care of. It's not black and white. So that's their karma. If they're making themselves difficult to take care of, well, they gotta live with it. So there's a tendency to kind of take position about goodness, right? And the kind of idealism, I should be good, blah, blah, blah. But then there's the reality that goodness is important. The open heart is very helpful. it's very beautiful, and that's a possibility, but there's the other side of life too. So how do I accept the negativity, and how do I encourage the wholesomeness? And that's the craft. You just learn how to do it. And so there are all kinds of meditations about just gratitude, bringing up gratitude. And they don't have to be that long. It can just be like the intro. Little intro. Just a gold medal. And that settles you. That settles you into a way of being with the breath, which is not demanding or aggressive or whatever. Okay? Takes you into the heart. And that's a very important part of mindfulness. So it's not just some kind of head control trick. I started that a bit earlier. I'm sorry for those kids. I didn't realize you were putting your coats on there, but I'll be more careful next time. So let's do some more sitting.